I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The Israeli military says it has begun a limited, localized operation against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. It said it was carrying out targeted ground raids in villages close to the Israeli border. The targets, it said, posed an immediate threat to Israeli communities in northern Israel. It announced early Tuesday the operation has been planned in recent months and was launched after approval by political leaders. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more from Jerusalem.
After killing the leader of Hezbollah in a dramatic airstrike, Israel is stepping up the pressure on the Lebanese militant group. Israel, over the past 2 weeks or so, has killed virtually all of Hezbollah's top leaders. That was capped by this massive airstrike over the weekend that killed Hassan Nasrallah, the man who has led Hezbollah for the past 3 decades. This is also raising questions about whether Israel might be on a collision course with Hezbollah's main sponsor, Iran. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent a videotape message to the people of Iran. He says his dispute is with the government, not the people, but he is warning them that Israel has the ability to strike its enemies no matter where they are.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. A new report has found nearly 6,000 people in Haiti are starving, with nearly half the country's population of more than 11 million people experiencing crisis levels of hunger or worse as gang violence smothers life in the capital of Port-au-Prince and beyond. The Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Report released Monday also found the number of Haitians facing crisis, emergency, and famine levels of hunger increased by 1.2 million in the past year as gang violence disrupts transportation of goods and prevents people from venturing out of their homes to buy food. This is VOA News. The death toll from Hurricane Helene surpassed 100 on Monday, days after the storm tore through the southeastern United States, and the White House said the number of storm-related deaths could go much higher. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Here's U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall.
The current data we have is that it looks like there could be as many as 600 lost lives. But we don't have any confirmation of that. We know there are 600 who are either lost or unaccounted for.
Footage from the unincorporated communities of Bat Cave and Mill Spring, North Carolina, showed the extent of some of the damage, with homes, roads, and bridges decimated.
We're not leaving until the job is done.
U.S. President Joe Biden said he will soon travel to the South for a firsthand look at the devastation and pledged full support to the affected
Reuters
areas.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has launched a legal attack on the federal corruption case against him. His attorney asked a judge Monday to toss out bribery charges and then held a combative news conference accusing prosecutors of ethical lapses. The Democratic mayor has pleaded not guilty to accepting lavish travel benefits and illegal campaign contributions from a Turkish official and other foreign nationals in exchange for favors like pushing through the opening of a consulate building. The mayor's attorneys say the cheap flights to overseas destinations, seat upgrades, free meals, and free hotel rooms he got were not bribes as defined by federal law. Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo has died at age 58 from brain cancer. The towering 2.2-meter African was a popular defensive player and international advocate. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
He could score, but in his playing days, Dikembe Mutombo made a name for himself with his defensive prowess.
Not in my house.
A shot-blocking ability enhanced by his 7-foot-2 height and celebrated in a Geico insurance ad.
Happier than Dikembe Mutombo blocking a shot.
Coming out of Georgetown, Mutombo spent 18 seasons in the NBA, playing for Denver, Atlanta, Houston, Philadelphia, New York, and the then New Jersey Nets. An 8-time All-Star, 4-time Defensive Player of the Year, and 3-time All-NBA selection. Inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2015.
I'm fortunate and blessed.
But off the court, Mutombo made a mark with his humanitarian work. His foundation focuses on health, education, and quality of life in his home country, the Congo. I'm Ben Thomas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.